I'm Carl Azus. Welcome to CNN Student News. Yesterday, Americans paused and families mourned as the investigation into Monday's shooting at the Washington Navy Yard moved forward. Authorities identified this man, Aaron Alexis, as the shooter. He's a former Navy sailor who was working as a military contractor. Police say they're sure Alexis acted alone. They haven't offered any clues about what his motive might have been. Ceremonies and vigils around the nation's capital honored the victims of Monday's shooting. 12 people were killed in the attack at the Navy Yard. They were civilians and contractors, all between 46 and 73 years old. At least 8 other people were wounded. Several of them are recovering at local hospitals. There was a moment of silence in the U.S. Capitol building yesterday, and another one at National Stadium before the baseball game between the Nationals and the Braves. The team postponed Monday's game after the shooting. D.C. police used part of the stadium as a place for families to reunite with loved ones who work at the Navy Yard. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel and other military commanders gathered at the Navy Memorial Plaza for a wreath-laying ceremony. Secretary Hagel also ordered a worldwide review of security at U.S. military bases. Officials say the investigation into Monday's attack will spread across the country. One U.S. attorney said it could take weeks or months to put all the pieces together in order to figure out what happened at the Navy Yard and why. These pictures are from Lyons, Colorado. They were sent in by Tori Powers, a CNN student news viewer who's a victim of the flooding in Colorado. They give you an idea of the power of this severe weather. The floods have damaged thousands of homes around Colorado. CNN's Kyung La was in Lyons as residents returned to see what was left.
If you want to understand the force of the water, this used to be a roadway. A bridge went right over. Take a look at where the bridge is now. Right over there, there's the Black Bridge, covered with trees, those houses in between all flooded. And take a look at that. That's a car completely flipped over.
Are you saying your house was picked up and moved?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Our house has been picked up and moved several feet. Today is our first day up here since we've been evacuated, and I feel like it's worse than I thought it would be. We lost absolutely everything we own.